great things. You know, yesterday we had our normal Sunday practice, and I think Austin Phillips, our video crew, did an extraordinary job. I was able to have access to multiple cameras on both fields to be able to kind of go back and forth in real time for what was going on at practice, and through speakers I could communicate with coaches from things that I was able to see, and I thought all in all it was it actually went pretty smooth. We had our normal virtual meetings for myself, adding into our team meeting virtually, was able to lead that meeting, was in all of our other meetings that we had collectively, our group special teams, as well as being able to have the flexibility to move around through the individual meetings as well. So it's not ideal, but being able to make the most of it.
That was Florida State head football coach Mike Norvell talking about trying to coach the team while he's in quarantine because he tested positive for COVID-19 this past Friday. Of course, he won't be coaching the team this week as they get ready for Miami, but he's coaching them virtually. You just heard him. He's got all sorts of cameras at practice so he can watch practice in real time. Mike Norvell, man, what were you going
to
say, Austin?
After listening to that, in my head, I'm like, maybe more coaches need to do this, command center hub where they have video cameras everywhere. So they just sit and watch the screens and, they're able to see everything all at once rather than just focusing over here. I think this is, advances in coaching technology, Mike.
Well, some coaches do it anyways, like Bobby Bowden. Used to have a big tower out at practice. He'd get up on that tower and watch oversee practice. I think that was something Bear Bryant used to do back in the day as well, which is probably why Bobby did it, because Bear Bryant was one of Bobby's idols back in the day. Anyway, all right, so Florida State plays Miami this week, all right? And that is, besides UCF, USF, all right, which, UCF has had their way with USF over the last few years. The Florida State, Miami, UCF, USF game, those are really the only two big in-state rivalry games that we have this year. Of course, Florida State has been canceled this year because the SEC is playing a conference-only schedule. The ACC did allow for one non-conference game, but then the SEC said, nah, we're just going to play conference games. So that killed the Florida State rivalry for this year. So our thought-provoking daily poll question, besides this week's Florida State-Miami game, what other in-state game would you like to see played this year? I think a lot of Gator and Seminole fans would love to see the Florida State game played this year. I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, that is the premier rivalry in the state of Florida year in, year out, because, again, Florida State, the two most reputable and storied public institutions in the state of Florida. Now, UCF is a public institution as well, but UCF is sort of a newcomer. They don't have the history and tradition of the Florida State rivalry. So I would say that's probably going to win this poll. But if it doesn't, I think UCF, I think that's the one I personally would vote for this year. This year I would vote for that because I think those are the two best teams in the state of Florida this year. And I would love to see UCF in Florida play. Obviously, that's a rivalry, not a rivalry because they never play, but that's a game that a lot of UCF fans would love to see played. And deep down, I think Florida fans would like to see it played too, because I think Florida UCF fans want to see it played because they want to prove, hey, we can play with the big boys in the state of Florida. That's what UCF wants to prove, all right? You heard Dylan Gabriel after the game on Saturday say, hey, we think, or how did he say it? You could say we're the best team in the state of Florida. That's what Dylan Gabriel, the UCF quarterback, said on Saturday. So UCF fans want to prove that they can play with the big boys in the state of Florida and they can be the best team in the state of Florida. Florida fans secretly, although they would never say it because then, you know, they're hoity-toity Gator fans, all right? And obviously, I went to the University of Florida. I know how hoity-toity Gator fans are. Gator fans would never say this publicly, but privately, they would love to play UCF just to shut up UCF fans.
Yeah,
that's why they would love to play it.
With their fake national title.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. They would love to do that. Now, obviously, they wouldn't love it if they played UCF and they got their doors blown off. They wouldn't like that, all right? But I think Gator fans have enough confidence in Dan Mullen and the Gator program to think that Florida would have their way with UCF. I'm not so sure about that myself. I think Florida's the better team, but I think, you know, when you have an offense like UCF's, I think anything could happen. But, that's the game I would absolutely love to see. Love to see that game this year. UCF-Miami, I'd like to see that as well. Florida State just does not excite me this year. After watching that game against Georgia Tech, I'm not really excited about seeing Florida State play UCF or Florida State. You know, obviously, Florida State, Florida is the traditional rivalry, but even that game wouldn't excite me much this year.
I'm not excited to see Florida State for a while. I'm like,
right?
Like the reputation that they've built up over the last couple years does not excite me. So even Florida State, yeah, it's got history behind it, but I know how that game is going to end up. But and when it comes to Miami, this year is different. This year with Derek King, they are definitely a team to watch. Are they a team to watch in coming years? I don't know. I'm not convinced. But when it comes to UCF, the team that I want them to play is Florida because it's new money versus old money. It's new college football versus old college football. That's why I love it because UCF has gone in and has proven against teams like LSU in bowl games in the past and has proven against other big-time Power 5 teams that, hey, they can hang. They can hang out for a little bit. Whereas with Florida, I want to see if they can actually stand up to the new guy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see.
All right, you can go vote at 96.9 The Game and at The Game Jax from our text line, Gators versus UCF game I'd like to see. I'd like to see Trask chomp on the Knights. We've gotten a couple of UCF Florida's. Somebody texted, I think the Gators are scared to lose to UCF. UCF Miami, somebody texted in, winners plays Florida for the state championship. Keep those coming in, 50857. Our spontaneous text question of the day in honor of the Atlanta Falcons. Massive blunder on the onside kick Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Your team's biggest on-field blunder. Your team's biggest on-field, on-court blunder. Chris Weber, we've gotten the fifth timeout in the Final Four. Yeah, that's one of the biggest blunders in sports history.
That was really funny because, like, five different people texted that in all at the same time. It wasn't just like the same guy, like Chris Weber. No, five different people were like, man, Chris Weber calling the timeout, man, that was rough.
Yeah, I wonder if these are all Michigan fans, though, because it's supposed to be your favorite team's biggest blunder. Or are they just texting in blunders? Doesn't matter.
Well, you know, but Florida is the melting pot of the United States.
Yeah, true. True that. All right, I want to get to this story really quickly before we get to the front page of the internet. All right, so last night, John Gruden coaching the Raiders. If you watched the game, the Raiders beat the Saints. Neither John Gruden nor Sean Payton, the two head coaches, neither one of them had their face masks on. Did you notice that? Neither one of them had their face masks on. John Gruden had his like a chin strap, all right? Just had it down around his chin. Whereas Sean Payton looked like he had a turtleneck on because he had his face mask down, you know, essentially around his neck, all right? I'm thinking that these guys are now going to get fined, all right? They're going to get fined because the NFL yesterday announced fines for three head coaches out there. Three head coaches got fined $100,000, all right? $100,000 each, and the three head coaches, I'm looking for the story. I know Pete Carroll is one of those coaches.
Kyle Shanahan and Vic Fangio.
Yeah, okay, so Denver's Vic Fangio, Seattle's Pete Carroll, San Francisco's Kyle Shanahan got fined $100,000 each for not wearing their face mask. In addition, listen to this, in addition, the league fined the coaches' teams $250,000. So $350,000 total for the Broncos, for the Seahawks, and for the 49ers. $350,000 each for not wearing a face mask on Sunday.
And more might be coming down the pipeline because Bill Belichick was seen without his mask on. There were a number of other assistant coaches.
John Gruden and Sean Payton.
Yeah. Actually, I have a clip here from John Gruden. He was asked about that after the game. Oh, where is it? Here we go.
You aware that some coaches have been fined by the NFL?
I'm doing my best. You know, I've had the virus. Okay, I'm doing my best. I'm very sensitive about it, but I'm calling plays. I just want to communicate in these situations, and I apologize. And if I get fined, I will have to pay the fine. But, you know, I'm very sensitive about all of that, and I apologize.
I'm so sensitive about it that I'm not wearing my mask.
I'm really sensitive about this, but also I'm not because I'm trying to communicate. All right.
I will say this, all right? What's and again, I we talked about this last week, all right? The NFL wants the coaches to wear face masks. It's just for show, all right? It's just for show. It's to say, hey, we're setting a good example, which is fine. But the coaches are doing the same testing protocol as the players, all right? And the players certainly aren't wearing face masks on the sideline. It's not like the coronavirus stops, you know, once it gets to the field, you know, once you leave the field, all right?
Right.
And go to the sideline. So the players aren't wearing face masks on the sideline, but the coaches are made to wear face masks. And again, it's the NFL trying to set an example because there's no logical reason why the coaches should have to wear face masks on the sideline and the players don't, all right? So that's the first thing, all right? The second thing is this, all right? I've sat in press boxes with face masks on. In fact, I was at the Georgia Tech Florida State game. You know, you're wearing a face mask in the press box when you're covering the game. And, you know, you're socially distanced from the writer next to you. Well, Matt Mershell, my Sentinel colleague, he was sitting, you know, more than 6 feet away from me, actually. So I'm trying to, you know, talk to him during the game while the game's going on with my face mask on. And he was having a hard time understanding me. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't hear as good. Your voice is a little muffled when you're talking through a face mask. All right. So John Gruden saying, hey, I'm trying to communicate through the headsets while I'm calling plays. I could see that. I could see where you couldn't communicate as well, especially you're on headsets. You've got a bunch of background noise, you know, going on around you, even though there was no fans in the stands. But you have commotion going on the sidelines. You have people talking and yelling on the sidelines a bunch of times. So I could understand where John Gruden says, hey, I can't communicate as well with my face mask on. I can't call plays as well. I could see that.
Well, sure, but yeah, he can say that, but that's supposed to be the rule for everybody. So it's not like he's getting a disadvantage to the situation. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm the only one who has to wear a mask, so I'm the only one who has communication problems. Everyone has this problem. So it you can complain about it.
But every head coach is not the play caller. All right. Every head coach is not also the offensive coordinator.
But every play caller is wearing a mask. Every play caller is wearing a mask.
No, no.
Why not?
Because a lot in the if you're the offensive coordinator, first of all, you're up in the booth, all right, watching the game. So you're not you're in the booth calling the plays. You're not down on the sideline. So it's different for play callers. But I get your point. Everybody has the same disadvantage, but that doesn't make it. That doesn't make it any better if you're trying to call a play. It's just that you have the same disadvantage as the guy across from you is what you're saying, right?
Right, exactly. So don't.
Yeah.
So who cares? like the reason why you're doing it is to make sure that other people around the country continue to do it. It's the rule of your job. I don't understand the point in complaining about it and not following the rules.
Well, if you're trying to win the game and you think that, you know, you're not able to communicate your play call up to, you know, to your quarterback or whatever, I guess you're talking to the quarterback through the helmet and his helmet audio, all right? Mm-hmm. Players have helmet audios now, and I guess Gruden's talking to the quarterback through his face mask. So, again, yes, it's the rule. You should follow it. But I'm just saying I understand why some coaches don't like it. And, hey, if you have $350,000 to pay every week for not wearing a face mask, guess what? I'm wearing the face mask. I don't care if it's just $100,000 coming out of my pocket every week. I'm not paying $100,000 just so I can speak more clearly into my headsets. But anyway, we have a supplemental poll on this. Do you think the NFL is going overboard by fining these teams and coaches $350,000 each for not wearing face masks? Go vote at 96.9 The Game and at The Game Jax. And right now, let's pause for station identification.